The U.S. military says 7 U.S. troops were killed in today's helicopter crash in Iraq. It's the 5th helicopter down in the last 3 weeks. One crash killed the highest-ranking U.S. medical officer in Iraq.
He was Army Colonel Brian Allgood, a surgeon who led the multinational medical command there. He oversaw hospitals that served U.S. soldiers and Iraqi civilians. Here's reporter Eric Whitney of member station KRCC in Colorado Springs.
At the hospital at West Point, they tell a story about Brian Allgood. He'd just been named chief administrator, and as Dr. Thomas DiBerardino tells it, no one expected Allgood to practice actual medicine. But then one day, Allgood came walking through the clinic. It was busy.
There happened to be a kid in there, and he was crying. Brian came walking through, didn't find any of us, so he went back and consoled the kid.
The child had a simple fracture and needed a cast. Allgood was in the process of putting the cast on himself when, moments later, the doctor who was supposed to be caring for the child came rushing in.
Brian, in his charismatic way, in front of the mom says, "Oh, this isn't usually what I do down here. I am an orthopedic surgeon," and he apologized for stepping in and taking care of his patient. You know, he didn't like play the commander like, "This is my hospital. This kid was down here. Why weren't you here?" He turned it around and he apologized for stepping in.
DiBerardino says the story epitomizes Colonel Allgood's style. He quietly led by example and inspired others to do better.
He doesn't ever want to be in the limelight, but he likes making other people rise to their fullest potential and putting us in the limelight.
Allgood's reputation for quiet, self-effacing excellence was noticed by the Army. They made him a colonel 4 years ahead of schedule. A few years ago, he was put in charge of the U.S. medical staff in Korea, one of the Army's largest medical commands. Allgood came from a military and medical family. His father, Jerry, was an Army hospital administrator too, and his mother, Cleo, was a nurse. At their family home in Colorado, a display of photos, sympathy cards, and flowers honor their son. Cleo points to one photo placed on the mantle. It shows Brian as a little boy with two men in uniform.
That was taken when Jerry was a general's aide at Walter Reed.
As a nurse, Cleo Allgood knew all about helping others. She said the only professional advice she ever gave her son was to be nice to the nurses who worked for him. Mrs. Allgood says she got proof that he listened at a picnic at the West Point Hospital.
He held up this shirt. It said, "Dr. Allgood, honorary nurse." And so he held it up for me to see, and I said, "Good deal, you made it."
Brian's love of his work is something he wanted to pass on to his own son, 11-year-old Wyatt. Colleague Dr. DiBerardino says Brian regularly brought his son to work with him at the hospital.
I think as a good parent, he loved it so much he wanted to share that love of helping others with his son.
Colonel Brian Dwayne Allgood was 46 years old. He died with 11 other soldiers when their helicopter was shot down over Baghdad late last month. He leaves behind his wife, Jane, his 11-year-old son, parents Jerry and Cleo, brother Bradley, and sister Becky Houston. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Colorado Springs.